you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. A thought that continues to drive the efforts of veteran educator and Prime Minister Medal of Appreciation Award recipient, Carmen Miranda Crary. We tell you all about her success and impact on this week's Career Talk. Stay with us to hear more. There can be miracles. Carmen Miranda Crary has dedicated 40 years of service to the education sector. She lives her life today with no regrets.
For the record, from all the schools I've taught, I've never, ever hit a child. Never. I get them to be obedient. I get what I want out of them and never had to hit them.
Mrs. Crary's passion and love for teaching began from a tender age.
If everybody would tell me that I'm destined to be a teacher because of, you know, how I was always reading, teaching adults to read from when I was a child. So everybody said that, you know, she's going to be a teacher.
Over the years, Mrs. Crary has specialized in teaching children with learning disabilities and behavioral problems. She has learned how to identify their strengths and liaised with several organizations to maximize their potential.
Children who were school learners, I would stay and work with them. When everybody left, I would say, I'm going to ask that these children stay behind, and I would stay with them and work with them and make sure that they understood everything.
Mrs. Crary, who has taught at 5 governmental institutions over the years, says her satisfaction comes from seeing her students excel. The veteran educator often uses various maxims and thoughts to motivate her students.
I inspire them with those little things too, you know, I taught them. You in the morning throw minutes away, you can't pick them up in the course of the day. You may hurry and scurry and flurry and worry, but you have lost them forever. Forever and a. So they know that in the mornings, they have to put their shoulder to the wheel. I don't have to say anything.
Mrs. Crary believes that every child has a talent, and it's up to the teacher to work with that child to harness and maximize their potential. The stalwart educator has created several booklets specific to the lives of her students to get them interested in reading and academics. For example, The Little Girl by the Standpipe was written for a young girl in one of her classes. The books were illustrated by her sons, who were both graphic artists. Mrs. Crary recalls her most memorable moment in teaching.
I had gone to the principal's office and I left some books scattered on my desk. And when I came back, I saw them all put together perfectly. So I said to the class, who interfered with my table? And they pointed to him. He believed I was going to scold him, but when he came up to me, I said, you did this? And he said, yes. I said, what do you want to do when you finish school? He said, I want to be an engineer. So I looked at him, I said, you have just started. And that's what he is today.
Her daughter, Natalie Crary, says her mother's love for teaching is incomparable.
First of all, she taught me. I was in a class when I did the common entrance. And she instilled certain values in me. She instilled a love for reading. And I think that's very, very important. I learned so much. I traveled through books. She made sure that I read a book every summer. And that really, I think that also helped me to become an attorney at law.
Although she's no longer in the classroom on a full-time basis, the stalwart educator continues to share her wisdom with those who are willing to learn. She is currently a part-time teacher at Vision Remedial Center in St. Catherine and also conducts classes at her home in Eltham Acres, free of cost for the less fortunate. Carmen Miranda Crary, a born educator, a woman who has spent her life molding the minds of young Jamaicans. We salute you. We've come to the end of today's Career Talk. Do join us again next time. I'm Andre Palmer for producer Shanari Ferron.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.